stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
Listen to that radio voice. Jesus.
Nailed it once again.
You've had your butter menthols today.
I certainly have, mate. And it's all
that's
down. All
not
down.
An endorsement.
No, certainly not. For anyone with a scratchy throat, make up your own minds on what you should eat.
But consult your pharmacist. Not radio hosts on community radio.
No, if you're getting your medical advice from a couple of loudmouth jocks on the 2 to 4...
Yeah, that's what we are.
I might add, work that into the next joiner.
If you could.
You're listening to a couple of loudmouth jocks. Speaking of a couple of loudmouth jocks, mate, the breakfast shift. Mate. Here I am driving to work thinking, oh yeah, I might tune into the breakfast shift, my 13th favourite morning show. And here they are slagging me off. I just tried to help.
The betrayal.
Yeah, it is.
The betrayal you would have felt, I can only imagine. Like, if try and put yourself in Josh's shoes. If you're listening to the show right now, you're trusting us enough with your time. Mm-hmm. You're an idiot. See, how'd that feel? It's betrayal.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's like, oh, hang on a sec. Now my feelings are hurt.
So now that we're sympathising with you.
We'll bring him back.
Yeah.
You look good, Brisbane. Always looking good. What's this bloody weather doing, mate? I'm not loving it.
Try to predict it, it'll make you look like a fool. That's what I always say.
Well, the thing is, cloud cover, mate, but this weekend, no shortage of rainbows, eh?
Oh, here he goes.
All over bloody Facebook, eh? America's finally got it right. Same-sex marriage. They love it over there.
They do. So, yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later. Plus, Zach, very special guest, Jacob Lee, stopping by. He's from one of the finalists from The Voice last year. How exciting. An actual guest on the Josh and Zachary Show. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Natalie LaRose featuring Jeremiah with Somebody. Stick around. Plenty more coming up straight after this. Natalie LaRose. Yeah. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, and I mean, we'll start with some of the good stuff first before we delve into the controversy that is the breakfast shift. Tim and Alistair will be joining us. Probably legs, but tail between their legs.
I'd imagine so.
And, knocking on the door going, oh, hey, boys, yeah, guess what?
Brows furrowed with confusion as in, why did we say what we said?
Yeah, yeah. They were once our idols. Now they are our enemies. That's what they'll be thinking. And but we'll get into that a little bit later. But, Zach, a bit of a win for America over there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
Same-sex marriage?
Yeah.
One of those things that you don't expect... to ever happen in your lifetime. It's not, like, you know what I mean?
Really?
Like, no, not like, but like
what,
a huge...
You didn't expect or you didn't want?
I mean,
let's cut to the issue here, Josh. What's your problem with the gay community?
Well, you know,
you've been spoken about.
Speak for yourself, mate. You've been lobbying on this air for to ban same-sex marriage here in Australia.
Oh, it's a heavy allegation to level.
But it's one of those great big changing points in time. Where, you know, even like back in the day when the women weren't voting, they were saying now women can vote. I mean, it's a big change and thankful to be alive when it happened.
That's the thing. It's I don't think that's incorrect to say. I was you know, playing devil's advocate, if you will.
Tons of support on there on Facebook too, mate.
There is. It's a rainbow.
It is. It's
a rainbow.
It's a very colourful. I thought we were sponsored by Skittles there for a little bit.
And, well, not an endorsement.
But no, I woke up Saturday morning going, hang on a sec, what's going on here? I have to adjust my eyes.
I almost had a seizure.
But the thing is, everyone's got this thing. They've got their profile picture and there's an app where they can go in there and Facebook will do it on your behalf and they'll change your picture to have like a watermark of a rainbow on there.
And look, great idea. Mm-hmm. Great for the people who want to do it.
Yep.
I don't want to do that, though.
I don't really feel like altering my...
No.
I've spent a lot of time on mine.
My profile picture, I've not changed it in about 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be mixing around with that.
I didn't change it when Barack was voted in. I'm not going to change it now.
Julia Gillard.
I'm very happy for both things to happen. Let me make that clear.
Oh, yeah. We're thrilled.
But there's very little that'll make me change my profile picture in celebration.
Well, my thought on the whole thing is, and I've seen it just now, just as we jumped into the studio here, station manager Lee Baker, he changed his in support.
And great.
Good on you.
Not a
Lee.
Problem with it. Get Go involved. Ahead.
But the thing is, when I got in here this morning, he's changed it back.
Oh.
And I'm thinking...
He's backflipped on the issue.
which is odd, but we thought there's going to be a time where you take that off.
Yeah.
And there's never a good time to do that.
It's like the age old question, when do you take the Christmas tree down?
Exactly. And there is a ruling on it. What is it, the 31st of December?
Yeah, I think that's when before New Year's. You got to get rid of that bad boy.
You heave your thing down. Kids are crying. They don't understand Christmas just yet.
They left one up for a whole year.
Yeah, we just redecorated it again.
Came from a broken home. So if that should answer 90% of your questions on that.
They're scratching their heads going, hang on a second, these boys have... Oh. Broke the old broken home deal. But that doesn't mean two Christmases, by the way, kids. No. We got one.
It means two very much halves.
Two very sad Christmases.
I feel bad if anyone's parents have just split up. Oh my God, my festive season's going to be awful.
Let's bolt that Christmas tree to the ground, can't we? But Zach, a lot of people, there's a lot of controversy, obviously, and people changing their, they were changing their profile pictures in support, and good on them. We'll give them a bell for that.
Were there anyone's changing it in... Are you going to say they were changing it in protest?
Well...
Was there anyone changing it in protest to, like, sepia?
Just matte black.
Yeah.
Just saying, no, I'm not for this.
Just 50 Shades of Grey.
Certain people, i.e. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he changed his profile picture straight away. Someone said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, change your profile picture to support that. I've got to unfollow you. And what do you reckon he said to that, mate?
Nuts to that. I'll be back.
He used one of his famous lines.
Hasta la vista,
baby. He used
baby.
Hasta la vista. No, no baby, though.
Oh.
I think due to contract reasons, he's not there.
He's contractually obligated not to utter that phrase outside any Terminator franchise.
You can only use the word baby and the phrase hasta la vista, but only in separate conditions.
They have to be more than three words apart in every instance.
But someone said, look, I'm not for this, and he just hit him back with that hasta la vista. And to that, I think... Wise decision, but I saw that coming.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious when someone says, I'm leaving, he's going to hit back with hasta la vista.
Mm.
And so I thought, Zach, I thought, well, I'll do a bit more research on it and see if there are any other examples of him doing this. Because, you know, he's got millions of followers. You know, he's one of the most famous people in the world. And some people have had similar thoughts on the process. And I want to know if I read some out to you, if you can guess his response to him.
Are they always a movie catchphrase?
They're always movie catchphrases.
Oh, that's good.
Another one wrote, woke up to some horrible news today. It's either I've got a tumor or Arnold Schwarzenegger supports gay marriage.
It's not a tumor!
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 11 97. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Joined in the studio with the boys from The Breakfast Shift, Alistair and Tim. You can hear them on Mondays to Wednesdays from 6 till 9. And what's your podcast called, boys?
It's the Breakfast Shift podcast. You can find it on iTunes.
Easy to find. Easy for everyone. And like we said, we've got a bit of a feud going. Obviously, harsh words were exchanged between shows. We've got everyone together now as some kind of therapy session. We've decided to trade for one show, a couple of our segments. We have graciously given them Karaoke-dio. We've given them Impression of the Week. And we've also given... What else have we given them?
I forget the third one.
Let's call it Name and Shame. You can get Name and Shame as well. All have joined us.
Oh, sweet.
And you guys can have a bit of fun with that. And we've got... Is this
the
interesting?
The burdens, I call them. Following three burdens are ours.
We've got... Is this interesting? It's in my eyes. And
it's in my eyes.
Allow me to amend that. Ah, it's in my eyes.
There you go.
And China Don't Care. So we're looking forward to getting into those a little bit later this afternoon. Next week, Zach.
Yeah, no, I can't wait.
But like we said, we've given you... We gave you Karaoke-dio, and Alistair was scratching his head, Zach, while you weren't in the studio going, what the hell's Karaoke-dio? I've got a small example here of it for him to enjoy, just so he knows what he's up against for the Wednesday show.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweat already. Mum's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd grows so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow.
So there you go, boys. Just karaoke with your radio voices.
I'm sure that answered...
I thought that was just Eminem.
I'm sure that answered nobody's questions.
But we were so gracious as to stick around and do Impression of the Week with his boys. Zach usually takes Impression of the Week, so you'll hear his name.
I'm glad to have a week off this week.
You'll hear his name in the joiner. The idea of Impression of the Week is Zach fancies himself as a bit of an impressionist. But he just doesn't know it yet. I'm trying to encourage Zach to practice his impressions. We like to do them on air. And so each week is a new is somebody new that he can practice mastering. And away we go. And obviously, we do it as an interview. And I interview the character as performed by Zach. It usually goes off the hinges very quickly. But
We're breaking the fourth wall here.
Aren't we just? Yeah. The thing is, for you guys, it'll have to be a bit of a duo. So let's think of some famous duos. I'm thinking...
ABBA. Oh, they were...
four of them, mate.
Four of them, and I don't know how to do whatever accent they have.
Two pretty ones and the two blokes. But I'm thinking Bert and Ernie.
Did they talk? They did talk, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were gasbagging all over the place.
Hey, Bert. There you go. Right?
And Alistair?
It's been so many years.
I'm loving this.
I love Impression of the Week for this very reason. let's kick it off.
It's Zachary's Impression of the Week.
And we're joined in the studio, Zach, a very surprised guest, Bert and Ernie. Boys, it's been so long since I've seen you guys on Sesame Street. What are you up to now?
Just hanging around.
And Bert?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So, like I said, we grew up with you guys. Is it difficult? Do you still get some of the young kids that you might have seen on Sesame Street? Do you stay in touch? Do you see them as adults? And then what do you say to them when you do?
Not really. Bert's not allowed around kids.
Yeah, the restraining order is extensive.
And boys, with the SpongeBob movie coming out just recently and that just going gangbusters, is there a possibility for a feature-length movie from you guys?
We've been talking to some agents. Personally, we can't stand SpongeBob.
I want to kill him.
And that's how you play.
It's Zachary's Impression of the Week.
Boys, thank you very much for joining, and I look forward to hearing your Wednesday show, as you probably are hearing our next week's show with your segments.
Outstanding job.
Thanks for letting us on.
No worries, boys. Like I said, The Breakfast Shift, you can hear them. You can hear Tim and Alistair from 6 till 9 on Mondays through to Wednesdays.
Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative, Zach, and we say goodbye to some guests, and then we bring in another one. Jacob Lee, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing?
No worries. Good, thanks, mate. Zach, the voice kicks off this Sunday, 7 o'clock, and Jacob Lee was a finalist on Will I Am's team, mate. How was it?
It was really good. Yeah, it's definitely helped me out in the long run.
Did you, what made you decide to go, out of all the talent shows that they've got out there, or the singing shows that they've got out there, what made you decide on The Voice?
I didn't. My mum did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was just doing my gigs and playing around the Gold Coast in Brizzy, and I got a letter in there. I got an email saying I was in the show, and I just saw mum looking over, like smiling. I was like, oh.
Yeah, good on your mum. Yeah. Can you walk us through the process? Like, what are the? I mean, the kids up there, they're doing the auditions now. Can you walk us through the process of what they can expect?
Yep. So well. The people on it this year have already done it because it's about to air, yep. But those people who don't know, there's actually a 3-step audition process prior to the show just so they can go through and get all the best talent and all that. And then you go through and do it for the judges. It's all legit. And then you go on from there and hope they turn around.
Yeah. I mean, I get giddy just at the thought of seeing a celebrity. So I can't imagine how you keep your composure singing. Spins Will I Am. I mean, how do you cope with 180?
Yeah, well, some people, I mean, most people say it's hard that they're turned around, but I didn't mind. I thought, like, you could just kind of relax. They can't see you. You just focus on the voice.
Yep.
And then, luckily for me, he turned around straight away. So I was like, oh, I've got to perform now.
Yeah.
But no, it was really, really good.
Would have given you a bit of a kick in the pants too to kind of bring it up to the next notch with the energy in the room.
Yeah, it brought a few nerves out though.
And was he one that you were hoping to turn around or were you just taking anyone?
originally, I did want him to turn around for me, so I was pretty stoked.
What song did you go for your first audition?
I sung Battle Scars.
Oh, okay, what made you decide that one?
It's a big song, I liked it, and at the time it was just one of my favourite songs. So. Yeah.
From that... You go out and you start making your first EP, which is Chariot, which you're going to get on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah, so after the show, I was just writing a lot. I just wrote heaps, like, at least 3 songs a week, just trying to get the creative juices flowing and whatnot. And then I finally wrote Chariot for my girlfriend, and it just turned out to be the one that I wanted to record and make it my first single. So now it's out, and I'm getting a good response from it, because you're not sure how they're going to respond. It's your first song out there, that it's not just a cover. So
yeah,
people are telling me they love it, so I'm just gonna believe them and go with that.
You said you wrote Chariot for your girlfriend. Does are you still with your girlfriend at the moment?
Yep.
Does she then critique the rest of your songs and go, hang on, this song, this one isn't exactly about me. Who is this one about? Like, you've kind of set a precedent there of having your single about her. Is she going to go and scrutinize the rest of them?
And then I write a breakup one. She's like, what? No, she loves all the songs that I write. She's very supportive, so that definitely helps.
There you go. Jacob Lee, thank you very much for joining us, and I hope to see you again sometime.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Here it is, Chariot by Jacob Lee. We'll be straight back after this. I went to Japan and I was putting photos up, and I kept tagging my ex-girlfriend in all these photos. She wasn't even Asian, so it's a bit of a mixed bag of good and bad on the old face recognition on Facebook here.
You reckon it's hit and miss?
I don't really like it, but no. One feature I do like is the fact that sometimes they get up there and they'll say, "Here's a post from you from last year."
It's like, really?
They're doing their own little Flashback Fridays and stuff like that.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it a few times. I've seen it this morning, actually. And the one that I saw was, do you remember when I had a film crew in my bedroom doing a documentary on me?
I do, surprisingly.
Surprisingly,
that actually happened. One of the very few things Josh doesn't make up.
Switched on Brisbane Boys. One of them wanted an exclusive interview with me.
He did.
And because of my comedy traits. And he said, "Josh, can I sit down and have a moment of your time?" And I went, "Yeah, come on in." And he walked in with no less than four or five people, all carrying boxes worth of gear, lighting, microphones, things of that nature. One of the microphones that they gave me was a lapel mic, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about filmmaking, but it takes a long time to set up a shot. And here I am, perched on my chair, all ready to go, but they're sitting there trying to figure out some of the background stuff and trying to work out how they want it to be shot. I'm sitting there with my lapel mic on. Check, check. That's all right.
Man, hang on, what's going on here? I want to be on this bloody thing already. I got other things to do today.
I was there for a very long time, sitting there, waiting for them to set up their perfect shot, which is their prerogative. You know, they want to get it perfect, obviously. Mm. I said, "Look, as long as I'm in the foreground, mate, you don't have to worry about what's in the background."
Yeah. Well, they're going to get one shot to work with the Josh Casey. Yeah, exactly. So they're going to want to make sure they do it properly.
And I don't do retakes. So, and I told them this.
Yeah.
So they knew. So they were quaking in their boots. The thing is, Zach, like I said, I'm sitting there for a long time. Need to go to the bloody bathroom.
Wouldn't you know?
So I'm sitting there and I'm squirming in my chair, and I thought, "Nah, boys, I've got to get up and sort this out." So off I went to the bathroom, no harm, no foul. The only thing is, mate, still had the lapel mic on.
Yeah, and this is how he gets you.
I'm sitting there with my lapel mic on. Audio, the guy doing the audio, his headphones are, he's got his headphones there. It's up so loud, yeah. Zach, that everyone heard it, what was going on. And I asked the boys, I said, "Look, I know you're not paying me, which you bloody well should be for this. Just send me that audio of that horrifying experience." And this is what they sent me. All right, you guys. Yeah, I'm ready to go when you guys are. So I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. Oh my God, how long is this going to take? How long is this going to take? I'm going to be here forever. Oh, cheeky devil. Oh, okay. Hello. Slippery alert. Oh, no. All right. I think that's... Oh, okay. I think we're... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold on to her. all right. Oh, God. All right. Compose yourself. All right. All right, boys. Ready to film this thing? What are you all looking at?
So you can imagine my embarrassment.
Jesus, mate. David Guetta featuring Nicki Minaj and Afro Jack. Hey, Mama, on the Josh and Zachary Show.